Mishnah Yud, certainly it is forbidden to fast on a Shabbos or a Yom Tov. And we're going to see in this Mishnah that even on other dates of the year, which aren't necessarily as severe, as significant of a day as Shabbos and Yom Tov, one is allowed to work, etc. Nevertheless, since there is an aspect of rejoicing, it will be forbidden to fast on those days as well. So firstly, in Gozin Tanis al Tzibur, the Beis Din do not decree a fast on the community Rosh Chodesh, on Rosh Chodesh, since the Torah refers to the day of Rosh Chodesh as a moed, a significant date, and that's the same word which is used to describe the other Yom Tovim. So we learn from there that even on Rosh Chodesh as well, it is forbidden to fast. And b'Chanukah, b'Purim, on Chanukah and Purim, although they are only midrabbanon, they are still considered to be joyous days on which it's forbidden to fast, and so the fasts are not decreed to be on those days. We learned earlier on in this perek about the Megillas Tanis, which was a scroll which recorded many dates like Chanukah and Purim, and various miracles which occurred on those dates. And the same would apply on those days, as the Mishnah said explicitly earlier on in this perek, that it is forbidden to fast on those days. However, says the Mishnah, v'mischilu, if they had already began a series of fasts, and let's say they hadn't really calculated properly that one of the future fasts would end up being on a Yom Tov like this, or a Rosh Chodesh, but that's what it falls to be, says the Mishnah, since you've already begun the set of fasts, a mafsikin, they do not stop the sets of fasts, and you would need to fast even on the Chanukah, the Purim, or the Rosh Chodesh. Since at the end of the day, Chanukah and Purim are only midrabbanon, and even Rosh Chodesh, it's not technically considered a day of rejoicing, it's just also called a moed. And therefore, once they've already begun a series of fasts, they would continue fasting even on those days. Omar Rabbi Meir said, Afal pish Omar Rabban Gamliel imafsikin, although Rabban Gamliel said that they wouldn't interrupt, they wouldn't stop these series of fasts, Moidahaya, he still agreed, She'im Ashlimin, that they wouldn't complete the fast, they wouldn't fast all day, rather towards the late afternoon, they'd break the fast slightly early, so that the entire day of Rosh Chodesh or Chanukah or Purim would not pass entirely without them having eaten. And adds the Mishnah, V'chein Tisha B'av Shechalios B'erev Shabbos, the same applies to Tisha B'av which falls on a Friday, although in our fixed calendar nowadays that cannot occur, during the times of the Mishnah that could occur, and although most fasts, if that date falls on a Friday, then they would fast on a Thursday, since Tisha B'av is considered more severe, it has to be fasted on the day itself, as long as it's not Shabbos itself. However, they wouldn't complete the entire fast all the way until Shabbos, so that they would not go into Shabbos starving hungry.